This is the Sakamuli of the 22nd of the 12th, 2025. Essence, sweet children, recognize the Father accurately as he is and what he is, and remember him. For this, make your intellects broad and unlimited. Question, why is the Father called the Lord of the poor? Answer, because at this time, when the entire world is poor and unhappy, the Father has come to liberate everyone from sorrow. It is not a big thing to have mercy for someone by giving him food and clothes. They do not become rich through that. It is not by giving money to the natives that I can be called the Lord of the poor. I make poor souls, that is, impure souls, who have no knowledge, pure by giving them this knowledge. Song, this is the season to forget the world. Om Shanti. You sweetest children heard the song. You children know that this song was created by worldly people. Its words are very good. You have to forget this old world. Previously, you did not understand this. Iron-aged people do not understand that they definitely do have to forget the Iron Age if they want to go to the new world. Although they understand that they have to leave the old world, they still consider there to be a lot of time left. They understand that the new one definitely becomes old, but by giving it a long duration, they have forgotten this. You are now being given the awareness that since the new world is being established, the old world has to be forgotten. What will happen by forgetting it? We will leave our bodies and go to the new world. However, on the path of ignorance, people's attention is not drawn to the meaning of these things. No one can explain to you in the way that the Father does. You now understand the meaning of this. You children also know that the Father is very ordinary. Even very good, special children don't understand this fully. They forget that Shiv Baba enters this one. When a direction is given, they don't understand that it is Shiv Baba's direction. It is as though they forget Shiv Baba throughout the whole day. Because of not understanding fully, they do not do the work. Maya does not let them remember. There isn't that constant remembrance. By continuing to make effort, you will definitely have that stage at the end. There is no one who can reach the Karmateet stage at this time. You need a broad intellect to know the Father as he is and how he is. Some people ask you, does Bap Dada wear warm clothes? You reply, both of them are wearing them. Shiv Baba would say, I don't need to wear warm clothes. I don't feel the cold. However, the one I have entered feels the cold. I neither feel hungry nor thirsty. I am immune to all of that. Even while doing service, I am beyond all of that. I don't eat or drink. There was a sage who used to say that he neither ate nor drank. He put on an artificial appearance. Many people have names that belong to the deities. No one becomes a deity in any other religion. There are so many temples here. Everywhere else, they only believe in the one Shiv Baba. Still, the intellect says that there can only be the one Father. It is from your Father that you receive the inheritance. It is in the intellects of you children that it is at this most elevated confluence age that you receive an inheritance from Baba. When we go to the land of happiness, all others remain in the land of peace. This is understood by you too, number wise. Those who keep thinking about this knowledge will automatically be able to speak about it. You are becoming Rupa and Basant, embodiments of yoga and showering knowledge through Baba. You are Rupa as well as Basant. None in the world can say that they are Rupa and Basant. You are now studying and will continue until the end, number wise, according to your efforts. Shiv Baba is the father of all souls. You feel this in your heart. You do not feel it in your hearts on the path of devotion. Here you are personally sitting in front of him. You understand that the Father will only come again at this time and that there is no need for him to come again at any other time. Neither is there any need for him to come between the golden and silver ages, nor between the copper and iron ages. He comes at the confluence of the cycles. The Father is the Lord of the poor. That is, he is the Father of this whole world, which is poor and suffering. What is in his heart? I am the Lord of the poor. Everyone's sorrow and poverty should all end. Sorrow and poverty cannot be reduced except through this knowledge. No one can become rich just by being given clothes and food. Perhaps on seeing the poor, I would feel like giving clothes to them because I remember that I am the Lord of the poor. However, at the same time, I also understand that I am not only the Lord of the poor for them. I am the Lord of the poor who purifies those who are completely impure. I am the purifier. I think about this. Even though I am the Lord of the poor, how could I give money? There are many in this world who can give money. They collect a lot of funds that are then donated to orphanages. They know that to be an orphan means to be someone who has no lord and master. An orphan means someone who is poor. You too did not have the Lord, that is, you did not have the Father. You were poor because you had none of this knowledge. Those who are not Rup and Basant are poor and anath, orphans without anything. Those who are Rup and Basant are Sanat, one who possesses everything. The rich are Sanat. And the poor are anath. It is in your intellects that all are poor and that we must give them something. Because the Father is the Lord of the poor, he says, give them something through which they can become wealthy forever. Otherwise, to give clothes, etc., is a common thing. Why should we get involved in that? We should change them from orphans to wealthy. Even if someone is a multimillionaire, all of that is temporary. This is the world of orphans. Even though there are rich people, all of that is temporary. There, they constantly belong to the Lord and Master. There, none of them repent for their actions. Here, there are so many poor people. Those who are wealthy are intoxicated and think that they are in heaven. However, you know that that is not so. You know that at this time, no human being is Sanath, one who belongs to the Lord and Master. All are orphans. All the money, etc., is going to turn to dust. Human beings think that they have so much wealth that their great-grandchildren will be able to use it that it will continue for generations. But it will not be like that. All of it will be destroyed. And that is why you should have disinterest in this entire old world. You know that the new world is called heaven and that the old world is called hell. Baba is making us wealthy for the new world. The old world is going to be destroyed. The Father is making us so wealthy. How did this Lakshmi and Narayan become so wealthy? Did they fight for it, or did they inherit it from someone rich? Did they receive the throne in the way other kings receive their thrones? Or did they receive this wealth based on their actions? The way in which the Father teaches us about actions is unique. The terms actions, neutral actions, and sinful actions are completely clear. Some words in the scriptures are right, but they are like a pinch of salt in a sackful of flour. Here there are millions of human beings, whereas there are only 900,000. It isn't even a quarter percent. This is called a pinch of salt in a sackful of flour. The whole world is to be destroyed. Very few remain in the confluence age. Some leave their bodies early. They will then receive the others, just as Sister Mowgli was very good, and so she must have taken birth in a good home. They take birth number-wise in happiness. They have to experience happiness and a little sorrow as well. No one has attained the Karmateet stage. They will take birth in very happy homes. Don't think that there are no happy families here. There are many very good families here. Don't even ask. Baba has seen some. The daughters-in-law all live together very peacefully and in unity and do their devotion and read the Gita together. Baba asked, "Do all of you stay together and yet not fight?" And they replied, "We are in heaven. We all live together and remain peaceful and never fight." They say that it is like being in heaven. That means that heaven definitely used to be here, and that is why it is referred to in this way. However, there are many here who do not have the nature of being like residents of heaven. Maids and servants also have to be created. The kingdom is being established. Those who become Brahmins are the ones who will go into the deity kingdom, but it is number wise. Some are very sweet and are very loving to everyone. They never become angry with anyone. By becoming angry, you experience sorrow. Those who continue to cause sorrow for others through their thoughts, words, and deeds are called sorrowful souls. It is said charitable souls and sinful souls. Do they use the names of the bodies? In reality, it is souls that become that. Not all sinful souls are the same. Charitable souls are not the same either. They are all number-wise according to their efforts. Students understand for themselves as to what their characters and stages are like and how they interact with others. Do we speak sweetly to everyone? Even when someone says something, do I reply in a bad manner? Some children tell Baba that they become angry with their children. And Baba says, as much as possible, handle every situation with love. You also have to become free from attachment. You children understand that you want to become like Lakshmi and Narayan. Your aim and objective is standing in front of you. It is such a high aim and objective. The one who is teaching you is also the highest. They sing a great deal of praise of Sri Krishna, that he is full of all virtues and 16 celestial degrees full. Now you children know that we are becoming that. You have come here to become that. Your story of becoming true Narayan is the story of becoming Narayan from an ordinary human being. The story of immortality is to go to the land of immortality. None of the sannyasis, etc., are aware of any of these things. No human being can be called the ocean of knowledge or the purifier. When the whole world is impure, whom could we call the purifier? No one here can be a charitable soul. The father explains that this world is impure. Sri Krishna is number one. He cannot be called God. Only the one incorporeal father is free from birth and rebirth. It is sung salutations to the Supreme Soul Shiva. Brahma, Vishnu and Shankar are called deities and Shiva is called the Supreme Soul. Therefore, Shiva is above everyone else. He is the father of all. The inheritance is received from the father. By saying that he is omnipresent, you cannot receive the inheritance. The father is the one who establishes heaven, and so he will definitely give you the inheritance of heaven. Lakshmi and Narayan are number one. They attain that status through this study. Why would the ancient yoga of Bharat not be famous? Since it is through that human beings become the masters of the world. This is called easy yoga and easy knowledge. It truly is very easy. By making effort for one birth, you attain so much. On the path of devotion, you were stumbling along for birth after birth, and you received nothing. Here, you receive so much in one birth, and that is why it is called easy. It is said, liberation and life in a second. Nowadays, they invent amazing things. It is the wonder of science. Look at what the wonder of silence is. You can see so much of that, whereas here there is nothing. You are just sitting in silence, and you also go to work. However, while working with your hands, your heart is with your beloved. The lover and beloved are also remembered. They are attracted by each other's face. There is no question of vice there. Wherever they may be sitting, they remember one another. Even while eating a chapati, they would continue to see the other one in front of them. At the end, your stage will be like that. You will just continue to remember the father. Acha, to the sweetest, beloved, long lost, now found children, love, remembrance, and good morning from the mother, the father, Babdada. The spiritual father says, Namaste to you spiritual children. Essence Vadarna, 1. Become Rupan Vasant and continually speak words that give happiness. Do not cause sorrow for others. Keep thinking about this knowledge and only let jewels of this knowledge emerge from your mouth. 2. Become free from attachment. Interact with everyone with love and don't become angry. Do the service of making orphans belong to the Lord and Master. Blessing. May you be a master bestower of liberation and salvation, and distribute the holy offering of liberation and salvation with your angelic form. At present, all souls of the world are crying out because of the adverse situations. Some are doing this because everything is expensive. Some are crying out physically with their mouths, some because of physical illness, and some because of the peacelessness in their minds. Everyone's vision is going to the Tower of Peace. Everyone is watching to see where there will be the cries of victory after the cries of distress. So now, with your physical angelic form, remove the sorrow of the world. Be a master bestower of liberation and salvation, and give the devotees the holy offering, prasad, of liberation and salvation. Slogan: make your mind so powerful that no adverse situation is able to cause upheaval in your mind. Abhyak signal. Now have the deep concern to become complete and karmatit. Do not now have any bondage of actions while doing service. My place, my service, my students, my cooperative souls. These too are karmic bondages of service. Be karmatit even of those karmic bondages. This is becoming karmatit. Give them the realization that this is the same one, that this one is everything, and bring souls close to their destination. Om Shanti.